Welcome to TFL on Tape. Robin is going to read Ida Bettis Fogel's story, Efficiency Leads to Fulfillment. Ida's story, which appeared in the summer 2020 issue, begins with the first line, "The door was locked." We hope you enjoy.
The door was locked. The sign, however, said open. The bot said,
"Welcome."
But we couldn't get in. I knocked.
"Welcome. Please do not rap on the glass. Thank you."
"We've been assigned to this cafe for lunch," I explained, "but the door is locked."
"Welcome. Please enter."
Marius stepped up, his thick eyebrows drawn together in a scowl.
"You need to open the door for us, Clunk."
There were gasps from the crowd. Nobody had ever called a bot Clunk to its face. Behind him, Rhea popped her gum, an annoying habit of hers. "You don't have to go throwing slurs, Marius."
"Welcome. Please dispose of chewing gum in proper receptacles only. Thank you."
Rhea responded, "I apologize for my colleague's language. Will you please unlock the door so we can eat? We've already used 9 of our 38 minutes walking over and standing here waiting."
"Welcome. Please be seated."
"We can't do that until we get through the door," I told it. "There are 10 of us here who need lunch." The corp's motto was, "Efficiency leads to fulfillment." They had determined lunch was most efficiently handled by dividing workers into equal groups, each assigned to a nearby eatery, all now bought and owned by the corp. If workers made their own decisions, it could lead to overcrowding in some restaurants, resulting in long wait times and thus unfulfillment. Likewise, the corp had determined 38 minutes was the optimal amount of time for our midday meal.
"Welcome. Please enjoy your food."
"Is there anyone inside who could open the place up?"
Marius asked.
"Welcome. Please keep conversation to a minimum in order to maintain your schedule."
I peered in through the window. "I think I see our lunches in there waiting for us." The corp ordered ahead. Based on the constant recording of biometric data, they determined the best food and beverage options for each employee.
"Welcome. Please do not put nose prints on the glass."
"Anyone here know how to hack a lock?"
someone asked from behind me.
"Welcome. Please refrain from vandalism and enjoy your lunch."
Rhea spoke back up. "All we're saying is that hungry workers are not efficient workers. You understand?" "We could try going somewhere else," I suggested. "Maybe they could make an exception, considering." Marius shook his head.
"You have a lot to learn still."
"Welcome. Your meals have been specially selected for your optimal health and performance."
"I'm calling HR," said Rhea, tapping on her earpiece. My stomach rumbled, and I pondered the consequences of going rogue, running to a non-registered store. But I wasn't sure if I had enough credits. I certainly wouldn't if I lost my job over it. "They won't charge us if we don't actually get the food, right?" I asked Marius. The bot answered instead.
"Welcome. For the sake of efficiency, all lunch charges are automatically deducted from your pay. Please enjoy your food."
Everyone in the group was grumbling by now, low murmured complaints. "Any luck with HR?" I asked Rhea. She shook her head. "I've got a message stating I could file a form to request an appointment to discuss my concerns." Marius looked thunderous.
"Maybe we could find some kind of tool to force the door open."
"Welcome. Please be advised that all actions on the premises are monitored and recorded."
"Shut up, bot,"
yelled a man whose name I couldn't remember. He wasn't in my department, and this was my first time in a lunch group with him.
"Welcome. For the consideration of other diners, please keep voices modulated."
I looked at Rhea. "If we go back to corp and explain the situation to a manager, they'll work something out for us, won't they?" Marius scoffed.
"Try if you want. Let us know how it goes."
Rhea said, "The most we can do is file a report to try to get the problem fixed so it doesn't keep happening." Marius turned and addressed the group in general.
"Let's make sure every one of us files a report. It can't just be one person or they'll be singled out as a complainer."
"Welcome. Efficiency leads to fulfillment. Fulfillment leads to harmony. Please finish all food consumption within the next 15 minutes.
"We haven't even had a chance to start yet," I said, not keeping my voice modulated out of consideration for anyone. Rhea stepped in front of Marius, facing the rest of us. "I don't think we're going to get in. Why don't we head back to corp and work on those reports so we can get this resolved?" There was a collective sigh as we accepted the reality of what she was saying. I had just taken my first step away from the cafe when the bot spoke one more time.
"Welcome."
The door clicked and slowly swung open. My fellow employees and I exchanged only the briefest glances before rushing in. Name tags set next to each mail to identify its intended recipient. Mine was something with sweet potatoes and carrots. A little bland, but I was so hungry it didn't matter.
Welcome. Dishes will be collected in 5 minutes. Please enjoy the rest of your meal.
I wrapped the roll on my plate in a tissue and slipped it into my jacket pocket. Then I shoveled in the other food as quickly as I could, finishing half of it before a bot removed it from in front of me. There was little conversation within the group as we hurried back to work. I was scheduled for a different lunch venue the next day, but wanted to make sure the bot glitch was repaired to prevent a different set of corp employees suffering the same frustration we had. While efficiency rules did not allow for me to file a service report immediately upon my return, I used my 11-minute afternoon break time to do so. I saw both Marius and Rhea on my way out at the end of the workday and walked out of the building with them. "I filed the report like you suggested," I said to Rhea. She blinked. "Oh, I don't know that I suggested it. I just said it was something you could do if you wanted to." I stopped in my tracks. "Didn't you file one?" She slowed but didn't stop as she answered with a shrug. "We did get all our food, after all." I took a few quick steps to catch back up to the two of them. "What about you, Marius? Did you file one?" His mouth opened and closed a couple of times before he said anything.
"My break time is my own. I'm not using it for corp business."
2 days later, an all-departments memo went out from Corp HR. 2. All staff. We take employee well-being seriously. A healthy employee is an efficient employee, and we all know that efficiency leads to fulfillment. As you may be aware, we keep wellness consultants on retainer. As a reminder, this is the benefit you see from the small wellness fee deducted from your pay each period. We remain vigilant for signs of employee stress or dissatisfaction and constantly seek to improve your employment experience based on the latest research. Studies have shown that guided meditation can reduce stress and increase feelings of satisfaction. Beginning next week, we are happy to introduce a new employee wellness plan featuring a 3-minute guided meditation to begin the workday. We will recover these 3 minutes by reducing morning and afternoon breaks, as well as the lunch period, by 1 minute each. As it happens, the latest science has shown 10 minutes to be the optimal amount of time for breaks and 37 minutes to be the ideal length of a lunch period. The timing of this change could not be more perfect. I was assigned to a completely different lunch group that day. It was raining heavily, so Corp provided a shuttle for us, for a small transportation fee that would be deducted from our pay. There was little talk on the short ride, only a couple of comments about the weather. As we pulled up to the diner, the woman in the seat to my left said, "Guess we better enjoy our extra minute while we still have it." I slipped my right hand into my pocket, reassuring myself that the protein bar I'd smuggled along was still there, just in case I might need it. "Why do you think they're making those changes?" I asked. She shrugged. "Probably someone filed a complaint." Even with my umbrella, I was damp as soon as I stepped off the shuttle, with the wind blowing the rain horizontally. A bot was stationed by the door, staying fairly dry under a small awning. We approached it and it said,
"Welcome. You have arrived 1 minute earlier than anticipated. Please wait."
I shivered and tried to adjust my umbrella to the most efficient angle. I glanced around at my colleagues, all engaged in similar efforts. Taking a cue from them, I said nothing. I wondered how inconspicuously I could carry a small apple along with a protein bar.
Ida Bettis Fogel grew up and still lives in Missouri, a state full of natural beauty. Her day job takes place at a library. She has been writing stories and poems since childhood and sporadically blogs at nomadicnoesis.blog. Her work has appeared here and there, including Tiny Frights e-zine, Well-Versed, and Boundless, an anthology of the Unbound Book Festival. Ida's story appeared in Volume 22, Issue 2 of The First Line. Tune in next time for another episode of TFL on Tape.